And there was nothing else?
Holmes asked.
Nothing of any importance. The man's novel, with which he had read himself to sleep, was lying upon the bed, and his pipe was on a chair beside him. There was a glass of water on the table, and on the windowsill a small chip ointment box containing a couple of pills.
Sherlock Holmes sprang from his chair with an exclamation of delight.
"The last link!" he cried exultantly. "My case is complete!"
The two detectives stared at him in amazement.
"I have now in my hands," my companion said confidently, "all the threads which have formed such a tangle. There are, of course, details to be filled in, but I am as certain of all the main facts from the time that Drebber parted from Stangerson at the station up to the discovery of the body of the latter as if I had seen them with my own eyes. I will give you proof of my knowledge. Could you lay your hand upon those pills?"
"I have them," said Lestrade, producing a small white box.
"I took them and the purse and the telegram, intending to have them put in a place of safety at the police station. It was the merest chance my taking these pills, for I am bound to say I do not attach any importance to them." "Give them here," said Holmes. "Now, doctor," turning to me, "are those ordinary pills?"
They certainly were not.
They were of a pearly grey colour, small, round, and almost transparent against the light.
"From their lightness and transparency, I should imagine that they are soluble in water," I remarked.
"Precisely so," answered Holmes. "Now, would you mind going down and fetching that poor little devil of a terrier which has been bad so long, and which the landlady wanted you to put out of its pain yesterday?"
I went downstairs and carried the dog upstairs in my arms. Its laboured breathing and glazing eye showed that it was not far from its end. Indeed, its snow-white muzzle proclaimed that it had already exceeded the usual term of canine existence. I placed it upon a cushion on the rug.
"I will now cut one of these pills in two," said Holmes, and drawing his penknife, he suited the action to the word. "One half we return into the box for future purposes. The other half I will place in this wine glass, in which is a teaspoonful of water. You perceive that our friend the doctor is right, and that it readily dissolves."
"This may be very interesting," said Lestrade, in the injured tone of one who suspects that he is being laughed at.
"I cannot see, however, what it has to do with the death of Mr. Joseph Stangerson. Patience, my friend, patience. You will find in time that it has everything to do with it. I shall now add a little milk to make the mixture palatable, and on presenting it to the dog, we find that he laps it up readily enough."
As he spoke, he turned the contents of the wine glass into a saucer and placed it in front of the terrier, who speedily licked it dry.